All right, as we're going to jump into the sports segment of the fine program, the biggest sports story that's out there right now is the lunacy of Donald Sterling, the owner of the LA Clippers. This guy has got huge amount of foot and mouth disease. You've heard the comments, right?
Yes.
All right. For those that haven't.
I think I've heard only some of the comments.
Let me play a little bit of what he said here. Hold on. This is Donald Sterling talking to his much younger girlfriend about her hanging out with Magic Johnson, taking pictures with him and other black athletes. Apparently, he doesn't like it.
People call you and tell you that I have black people on my Instagram. And it bothered you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. Do you have to?
You associate with black people.
I'm not you and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
I'm a mixed girl.
Okay.
You want me to have hate towards black people?
I don't want you to have hate. That's what people do. They turn things around. I want you to love them. Privately, in your whole life, every day you could be with them. Every single day of your life.
It's better.
But not in public?
But why publicize it on the Instagram and why bring it to my games? Every day. You could do whatever you want. You could sleep with them. You could bring them in. You could do whatever you want. The little I asked you is not to promote it on that and not to bring them to my games.
Wow. You can do anything you want with them privately. You know, them, those people.
You know what?
But don't...
Put the racist tones aside. This is a trophy girlfriend or a trophy wife.
Well, yeah, he's in his 60s. She's in her 20s.
There's all kinds of backstory to this. Donald Sterling is no stranger to this. And
no.
NBA people, I mean, it's been an open secret for years that Donald Sterling is a closet racist. But now it's out in public. The problems we've got with this there are a few things. First of all, they're going to try to authenticate and make sure that the recording is real, and I think it is.
And unedited.
The girlfriend apparently is involved in a lawsuit with Sterling over some embezzling charges. And in California, it's against the law to record someone without their knowledge. So there's that part of it as well.
Now the issue of, all right, sweetheart, why did you record him doing this? What are you trying to gain?
Right.
That's obvious. It's obvious she's out to skewer him in some way, shape, form, or fashion. But don't let that detract
from
the fact that this guy's a tool.
Now, the next point is, what is the NBA going to do about it, and what can they do about it? The NBA has a brand new commissioner, Adam Silver, just taking over for David Stern, and he's going to have to come down hard. Now, the question is, what do you do? A fine in this situation, because they've certainly fined NBA owners huge amounts of money before. I don't think that Donald Sterling cares about that. It's not going to affect him one way or the other.
No.
Okay, but the commissioner works for the owners. So it's really the other owners in the league who are going to have to say, this is bad for business.
Well, all right, and that's the next thing, because no NBA owner has ever been suspended for anything. And are the rest of the NBA owners going to open that door and start that precedent of allowing the commissioner to suspend one of their own for something they said or did?
I think it's in this particular circumstance, I think this warrants it. In our day and time, this type of wholesale racism is unacceptable. And for it to go unpunished and unrecognized and there not to be significant consequences for this man's behavior, then
here's the best part this morning that I just read this morning. Donald Sterling, I don't think, is a basketball fan anyway. He bought the team as a business investment and as an ego gratification thing. He can sit courtside with celebrities and
then
and
have
whatever.
Him sell his team.
Well, that's the thing. Now, if you force the sale, he's going to say, well, if you're forcing me to sell the team, I'm not going to be able to get what it's worth. But Magic Johnson, who was the topic of the conversation on one of the tapes, wants to buy the team.
Right.
Says I'll buy the team from Donald Sterling.
And for good measure, I'll sit next to your hot girlfriend at center court, too.
So we'll see what happens with that. But I would expect something to come down from the NBA office, maybe as early as today, as far as some kind of punishment.
I think the owners should get together and find some kind of consequence for his actions. I do not believe he should be forced to sell the team. I don't. I think that is infringing on an individual's right to conduct business.
I think now, the other owners may want him to sell the team because it's a problem. And I know how this could end. And look, the NBA is in the middle of the playoffs, so, I mean, the playoffs should play out whoever it is.
Right.
But if the players' association in the NBA is to say, we're boycotting his games until he is out starting next season, there'll be a new owner for the LA Clippers by next season.
And I think that would be a brilliant strategy, is to say, listen, we're not going to put up with this kind of thing. We understand that he has the right to feel the way he wants to feel, but he also has the right to suffer the consequences of his actions.
And it's interesting that some were suggesting that the Clipper players should have boycotted yesterday's playoff game. It would, A, put them in breach of contract, although there's some argument about that as well, because the NBA is covered under federal discrimination laws. And if the workers of that team, the quote-unquote players, would have protested by not working because of racial discrimination, they would
called
have had a case.
Called it a hostile work environment.
They would have had a case.
Yeah.
Right. So other NBA players, LeBron James is going to come when the Miami Heat play the LA Clippers. I think he is completely right to say, I'm not going to go in there
and help that guy make money.
Right, and let this guy sell out his arena and market that, hey, we're playing the Heat and LeBron is coming in there. I think he's got every right to say, no, no, someone else is going to own that team.
I believe this is the responsibility of the other owners to come together and do the right thing and, and issue some kind of sanctions. I will not
shove him in the back room. Again.
Well, you know, hey, if you have to put a few oranges in a pillowcase and take him out in the back alley and teach him a lesson, that's one thing. I mean, there are ways to solve problems that you don't go through the courts. just saying. but I don't think he should be forced to sell the team. Now, if the other owners come out and say, listen, you're costing us money and we're going to buy you out or we're going to whatever, but to force him to sell the team or to call for the sell the team, no. But for him to be boycotted, for them not to go to the game, for the team to say, listen, we're not going to play for this guy because of a hostile work environment.
There is precedent for the league to buy out a team, but the precedent was that the team was unable to pay its bills. Yeah. This is not that situation.
The irony of this story is the L.A. branch of the NAACP was going to honor him with their second Lifetime Achievement Award next month.
And what possible reason could there be for this? The NAACP had to know, because this has not been a secret in many circles, that Donald Sterling is a guy that doesn't like people of color. So how can the NAACP award him with a Lifetime Achievement Award?
Sterling was, it's a good point. He was first recognized back in 2009. Shortly after the Clippers general manager Elgin Baylor sued him for wrongful termination and discrimination on basis of age and race. At the time, the president of the LA NAACP said, we can't speak to the allegations, but we do know that for the most part, Sterling has been very, very kind to the minority youth community.
So he writes checks for Boys and Girls Clubs and things like that.
Yep. So there it is. There's the hypocrisy. Oh, as long as you're writing checks and you're helping out you know, some youth groups and so forth, we'll overlook the fact that you're a racist pig.
Now, if you're someone who just doesn't like minorities, doesn't like blacks, doesn't like Latinos, why would you be the owner of a professional sports franchise?
Well, like I said, it's an ego it's an ego thing and it's a business investment.
Well, that's one of the things that the girlfriend pointed out to him. She goes, "Can I remind you that your entire team is black and by the way, you're Jewish?" Doesn't seem to have any effect on
it. This is like, you know, in the genteel South, the plantation owner didn't like all those blacks were out picking cotton, but they were making a huge amount of money. But
that's precisely
this is the guy who's making a huge amount of money off the work of minority employees of his.
Yeah, and this
and
is
yet
what makes
like
it
like them. That's ridiculous.
And this
bad
is
ownership.
What it is, and this is what makes it a volatile situation. It has to be addressed by the NBA as a whole. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. More coming your way after this.
A big week for me. My wife and I just celebrated our 16th wedding anniversary. And thank you. For our 20th anniversary, we want to go to India. My wife wants to visit the Taj Mahal, and I'd like to meet the guy that's been fixing my computer. the first girlfriend, I had a girlfriend when I was 10 years old, and we didn't do anything. You know, we didn't kiss or hold hands or anything. It was good practice for married life, I think. It's been a big year for my 9-year-old. 3 months ago, she made her first confession. Took the cops 4 hours to break her. Last Friday night, my 11-year-old had his little 11-year-old friends over for poker night, which was pretty cute, I have to say. And I won close to $400. You have to field some tough questions when you're a parent. My kids came back from visiting my grandmother recently. They're like, Dad, does Nana really have to die? I'm like, well, she did commit a capital crime. Last night, I'm tucking my 9-year-old in. She tells me that she hates her teacher. She's an idiot, and she's out to get her, which is the last thing you want to hear when your kid's homeschooled.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.